Fortunately, they're really simple parables, aren't they? Just really simple readings, simple parables. Even at the end, it says, similar parables Jesus spoke to them as much as they could understand. People can understand what these two simple parables are about. The kiddies, Georgia did a beautiful job explaining it. They would be able to understand that about the gospel growing. And there's lots of things that are like that. They're just really easy to understand and just so hard to do and believe. MasterChef. They have all this delicious food for us to eat. And then the biggest loser. You know, and then we lose it all again. And then they have MasterChef on. Everyone knows that if you want to have a, you know, be healthy, unless sickness and stuff comes along, just don't eat too much. And then do a bit of exercise and you'll be healthy. And then you come across a meal or a after church and it just looks so good. And you think, I'm not going to get to eat ever again. And then you start eating. And all of a sudden, the next day comes and you do the same all over again. You know, it's like that, isn't it? You know, but it's just hard to believe and to do what God calls you to. Well, healthy eating, I guess God calls us to as well. So why don't we pray that God will speak to us through his word. Heavenly Father, we ask that not only will we understand these words, but that we will believe what you say to us in them, that you'll encourage us by them, and help us to live what Jesus shows us here. Amen. Okay, so two simple parables. Because we haven't got it in the news sheets, I thought we'll read it again. The first one is, this is what the kingdom of God's like. A man scatters seed on the ground night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. And as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts it to the sickle because the harvest has come. And the second parable, what shall we say the kingdom of God's like, or what shall we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade. So the kingdom of God's like a man sowing seed in the ground. We know that from verse 14 last week that the seed that's getting planted is just sharing the word with people. And then the parable tells us that we go about our business and then God goes about his business. We just share the word and then we forget that we've told someone. We go off and, you know, we forget that we've loved someone. And then we go away and we watch The Biggest Loser or whatever. And we live our lives, we do our stuff. But God continues to do his work and the seed continues to grow and the kingdom of God continues to grow. It achieves its purpose. The Greek word there is very hard to remember for what goes on. It's automater, which is automatic. It just automatically grows and does its thing. And the second parable tells us that the kingdom of God starts really small and then it grows into, it just keeps growing, just grows into something huge. In my reading, I was found out that I think when it says the birds of the air come and land in the branches, it's probably an allusion to all the nations. Often in the Old Testament, when it talks about the birds coming into the shade, it's like the Gentiles. For those of you who want to look that up, you could go to Ezekiel 17, or you could go to Daniel chapter 4, you know, with Nebuchadnezzar, it talks about his dream, all the nations coming and resting. That's how big the kingdom of God will grow. Huge. So that's easy to understand, isn't it? God's kingdom will grow personally in our lives and it will grow throughout the world. So what's the trouble with it? It's just so hard to believe. If you look in your own life and you look around the world, it's easy to think that's not really true. There's people who we really love, who we've shared the gospel with, and we would love them to come to know the Lord, and you know, we've shared God's word with them, and it just seems that they don't turn to God, doesn't it? I mean, you'd love them to. You desperately want them to. And we heard, it might have been last week, I think John was saying, that there's over 4,000 people, young people, in this area. And yet so few come to church in youth groups. And just a few in, you know, youth RE at schools. And you think, why are so few turning to God? Maybe it's not true that when you sow the seed, it will grow. I don't know if you ever feel like that. So if you come to church, our church is, like, I think, four services, and it seems to be growing, but compared to how many people are around here, you think it's so small. Is this really true, what Jesus is saying? So this parable is a word of hope to you. This is what Jesus says. If you share his word, people's faith, people will grow in the knowledge and love of God. Okay, it's a word of hope. We'll talk a bit more about that. And when we look at our society, it's hard to believe too. When you look at our society and it seems that it's turning away from God slowly, you know, now 11 countries have legalized homosexual marriage. Now, everyone sins, and we sin, and homosexual sin. It's not the problem with the sinning. It's just saying this is something that is right. You know what I'm saying? Or RE classes. Now, the ethics classes, you know. The church gave over the schools and said, look, you can have the schools. You know how the church has set up the schools in our society. Here they are. All we want is keep doing RE in them. We want the gospel still to be able to be shared. And, you know, the government said, sure, we'll keep doing it. And now it's changed, right? So I went to KFC the other day. I'd just like you to know this is not a regular practice. My principal and I were there. We were both in our school uniforms. We had a meeting that night with our big cross here. As we were walking out, we went past these youths. I still had my hair, and I'm kind of a tougher-looking guy, is my guess, because they waited till we'd gone past. My principal doesn't look particularly tough. They waited till we went past, and then they went, "We love Satan. 666. And when you think of society, you often think that kids don't want to know God and it's turning against God. You know what these parables are saying? They're a message of hope to you. God's kingdom will grow. Do you think it was different in Jesus' time? You know, the Romans with their orgies and the way that they put down that new faith was no different. And Jesus told them, you know, scatter the seed and the kingdom will grow. And sometimes the thing that makes it hard to believe is just very personal things. You know, personal pain in your life, ongoing pain. And you wonder if God is really in control. If he really does rule, is he really king when this keeps happening in my life? And it could be relational. You know, even Christian family and then struggles between you all, and you're thinking we're all supposed to be Christians and we're behaving like this. You know what I mean? And we ask ourselves, could God really be king? Is he really in control? And it might be a struggle with personal sin. You know, you desperately want to be right with God, and then you sin. Could be anything. It could be your temper. Could be sexual. It could be, you know, gluttony, seeing as we're going with that theme today. You could have this sin that you know you have to conquer in your life, and you ask God for help and it seems that you're not changing. And so it's hard to believe that when you sow your word. This is what Jesus says in this parable. He says, if you continue to sow God's word, it will grow. You have to keep sharing with your friends. Tell them the gospel. Ali's recently been reading a book called Just Walk Across the Room. And he says in there, he's got all these stories of people turning to God. He says for every two stories in here of people turning to God, there's 700 where nothing seemed to happen. Just keep sharing your faith in people's lives. Look, you know how God's worked in your life. You have a story, I hope. I certainly know for me, I do, how God has come into my heart and through his word, he's transformed me. And it's been sometimes a really long process, you know. That's something to share with people if you've got a story. Share your faith with them. If you've got family who you would love to know Christ and it's been a long time since you've talked to them about it, do it again. Find some different way to love them and show them, you know, God's love. For yourself, if you have a sin that you're struggling with, go back to his word. Go to his word and let it feed you and let it grow in you. When you are like have neighbours, continue to pray for them. You know, I remember Ali was saying just recently, we pray for our neighbours. We'd love them to come to know Jesus. And she was saying it just seems like we hardly even get a chance to say anything worthwhile about God. And, you know, sometimes something comes up. You can just say a little thing. And I think it makes a difference. We were just talking the other day, yesterday, with my neighbours about Sunday school. You know, it was just a little thing. I didn't say, you know, can we take your children to Sunday school? But, you know, as we keep sharing the gospel with them, we'll get more and better opportunities. And if you're discouraged in any way, turn to God's word. Have people share God's word with you. And his word will grow. Such a word of hope, isn't it, these two parables, that you can trust it. We often think, I believe, I'm not making this as a criticism, I'm saying the exact same thing to myself. We often think we know better than God. We're smarter than him. You know, we are more loving than him. If we would get rid of the suffering in the world, we would make everyone know him. You know, we're wiser. God is wise. And he is loving. You know, when you look at the cross and you see... money on the ground. That's from the Greatest Shave, just so you know. Honey, where are we up to? What's that? Oh, yeah, we're at the cross. Think about... I just want to show you what Jesus is like. He scattered the seed. All the time he scattered. You remember we read about him choosing his disciples. He spent the night beforehand praying. And who did he choose in the end? Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. He taught him. He shared all the parables. He explained them to him. He gave him a ministry. He sent him out to heal. He lived his life with him, knowing that Judas would turn against him. And even at the cross, where we see Jesus put to death, and we think that's the end of it, where's the control? Who's God in this place? And it's the beautiful way that God brought redemption to the world, isn't it? God's kingdom will come. When you pray the Lord's Prayer, you can pray it with faith. When you're struggling in life, let his word feed you. He will grow it. When you have friends who don't know him, keep sharing the gospel. When it seems like it's not going to make a difference, trust God. Trust God. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you that you know us and that you love us. We thank you for this beautiful and powerful set of parables from Jesus, that your kingdom will grow, that as we share your word and as we plant your word in our lives, that it will grow and it will change us and our society. We pray that you will strengthen us to do this day by day and this week. Father, we thank you that you are so good and loving. We thank you for this encouragement. Amen.